आचार्य सुतर सतस्वा भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुवाद किया है, अंधकोश वैश्विन्न किया है, रामाचार्य सिंह हृदय स्थापित किया है, प्रेम कहा श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनितानंद श्री अद्वैत गलाधार शिवाचारी गौ भक्त बिन्न किया है, श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ रामकुंड राधा कुंड गिरी बंधन किया है, वृंदावन धाम किया है, नवद्वीप धाम किया है, सामवेद भक्त बिन्न किया है, ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरी श्री असेंबल डिवोटी, गौ परमानंद हरि हरि। विषया विवर्तन्ते निराहारस्य देहिना रसवद्यं रसोपि अस्य परम दृष्ट्या निवर्तते। दोज़ आर हैप्पी स्टूडेंट मे रिसाइट दिस इम्पोर्टेंट। विषया विवर्तन्ते निराहारस्य देहिना रसावद्यं रसोपश्य परं दृष्ट्वा निवर्तते। यततो यपि कौन्तेया पुरुषस्य विपस्थितः इन्द्रियाणि प्रमाथीनि सरन्ति प्रसवं मनः वाणी सर्वाणि संयम्य युक्ता आसिता मत्परा वसेहि यस्य इन्द्रियाणि तस्य प्रज्ञा प्रतिष्ठिता। विषया विनिवृत्तान्ते निराहारस्य देहिना रसवर्जन रसोपियस्य परं दृष्ट्या निवर्तते। दिस वर्स वी आर डिस्कसिंग लास्ट फ्राइडे। द सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज दैट वी आर ट्राइंग टू ट्रांसफर our activities from the material platform to the spiritual platform. That is the whole idea. Now, material platform, as I have already explained to you several times, material platform means vishaya. Vishaya. Vishaya means four things. Ahar, nidra, bhaya, mindfulness. Eating, sleeping, and defending, and making. These are called vishaya. The materialistic way of life means these four things. Eating, sleeping, defending, and making. Sense gratification. But if we want to go to the spiritual platform, then this bodily demand, at least for the present, we have to regulate. We cannot enjoy material life without any restriction, and at the same time we can stand on the spiritual platform. That is the whole thing. The typical problem is that we want to be spiritualist by speculation. That is the whole tendency. People are much interested in philosophical speculation without any practical life. In the modern world, it is said, jasothe dharma jajanam. This is the symptom of this age. Jaso arthe. I want to associate with some organization, spiritual, just for the sake of name. Oh, I am attached to that SB organization. But so far my life is concerned, it is as it is. I have seen that I don't wish to name that particular in some yoga institute. I have seen the members, they come, they hear, and they are hearing and coming for the last 10 years. But unfortunately, they have not learned even the preliminary instruction of yoga. Yoga, the whole process of yoga means Indriya Sangyam, controlling the senses. Controlling the senses. But I've seen they have no control of our senses. This whole yoga process means they're controlling the senses. Nothing more. The Hatha Yoga means by different practice of asana, posture, or sitting posture, or breathing posture. All this means concentrating myself, focusing my attention to the super soul. And because our mind is discharged, because our mind is distributed in so many engagements, therefore, the yogic process is a mechanical process by which we can drag the mind from outside engagement to inner side and focus the self for perceiving or realizing the super soul. So, in the preliminary stage, that one is required to control the senses. Uncontrolled sense will drag me to the material plane. Adanta gobhi visatam tamisram punap punaskar vitacharmana. There is a very nice verse in Bhagavata. Matinna krishne parato satoma mitho vipadvita vihabhratanam vihabhratanam adanta gobhi visatam tamisram punap punaskar vitacharmana. The purpose is that those who are uncontrolled of their senses and those whose mind is fixed up only for this material enjoyment, they cannot enter into the sphere of spiritual life. Mati na krishne. This Krishna philosophy, Krishna consciousness. Mati means attention. The attention to Krishna consciousness, Matinna Krishna, Parato, Sakoba. Even by hearing instruction from learned, transcendentalist, or by self, study. Parato means taking lessons or taking instruction from others. And sato means by self-culture. Matinna krishne parato satova mithova. Mithova by assembly. By assembly. No, it will never be. Matinna krishne parato satova mitho vipadvita vihabhratana. Vihabhratana means, griha means house. And brata means vow. One who has made his vow that this worldly life, it didn't be merry and enjoy. This is all you know. For them, there is no question of spiritual life.
we have to decide it, that spiritual life and material life, they are different and sufficient. If we give more stress to the material life, material way of life, then it is not possible to have any spiritual realization or spiritual emancipation. So, because the whole idea is, as we are discussing for several weeks, that I am spirit, pure consciousness. I have been put to this material contact somehow or other, without tracing the history and how I am put into it. But the fact is that I am put into this material circumstances, and therefore, due to my material condition of life, I am undergoing misery, so many. So the whole idea is that I have to get out of this material contact and reinstate myself in the pure spiritual life, so that I shall be free from all misery. Because spirit soul, as it is, in its pure form, it is Satchidananda. It is eternal, it is blissful, and it is full of knowledge. So the whole program is there. So Vishrava Nimantana is still even the yoga system. The yoga system, by mechanical process, concentrating the mind and grabbing the mind from other engagement, that is also forceful. That is also forceful. Because by some artificial means, because first thing is that I am not this body. Still, I am trying to control my senses by some bodily activity. Therefore, it is some other, it is artificial. And as I have last day, I cited one example that a great yogi, just like Vishwamitra, he practiced yoga and he rose to the highest platform, but still he failed to control his senses. He came in contact with Menaka, a society woman of the heaven, and Shakuntala was born. So, here Bhagavad Gita says that Vishwabhinivattanti nirahara sudena. There are some rules and regulations for drying up our sensual activity, artificial. Drying. Just like you are not to eat more than once. You are not to do this, you are not to do this. So many negative thoughts. Just like a diseased fellow. A diseased fellow is advised by the physician to refrain from so many things. Similarly, there are rules and regulations for controlling the mind, for explaining the senses. There are so many rules and regulations. But still, those regulations, those restrictive regulations may also fail. There are so many instances. But here, the process which is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, dovetailing your consciousness with the Supreme Consciousness, that is the highest. That is the highest. Raso vajjana raso piyasa parang vishjani vattat. Parang vishjani vattat. In other processes, we have to, I'm giving some practical example. Just like in yogic process, there is strict regulation that you cannot eat this, you cannot eat this, you shall have to eat like this, you shall have to sit like this, you have to breathe like this, so many restrictions. But if you dovetail your consciousness to the supreme consciousness, so in spite of without being restriction, you will not like to resist that thing. Rakobhajjan rakopiyasta paramdhikshanda. You dislike those restrictions. One process is that by force, I am asking you, do not do this. But another process is that you have become so much elevated that you do not like to do this. Yourself. Just like the other day, I cited the example of Yamunacharya. Yamunacharya says that, so since I adopted my consciousness, the supreme consciousness of Krishna, Jadavadi Mamasitta Krishna Padaravinde, so long my consciousness has been fixed in the transcendental status of Krishna. Tadavadi, since that, even if I think of such life, it becomes, my faith becomes, dark, and I wish to spy down. So what? That one thing is, that one process is applying that you should restrict from this. The another process is that without even restriction, you do not like to do this. So this process is so perfect. Krishna says that rasopi, even if you have that desire, so you do not like to use it. Although you have got the privilege, but you are at liberty, but you do not like to do it. Rasopi, asa, rasovajjang, rasopi, asa. Although he has all the full capacity, not that he has become important, he has no capacity for this life, in spite of his having all strength and all capacity, still he does not like to fight. That's the Rasopi, Rasopi is the parang sapphire. He has got some superior thing, superior sex life in which he wants to engage himself. So this process is so perfect. The other process of restraining the senses from enjoyment, that is force, but that forceful enjoyment may not stand. It may fail sometimes. But this process, having dovetailed oneself in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord, one becomes completely detached from all these desires. Desire means eating, sleeping, defending, and mate. Jatato jhapi kaunteya purushasya vipassitaha indriyani pramathani aranti prasabhang mana. Our mind is so strong and so uncontrolled that even though we artificially try to control our senses, still sometimes at a certain period, we fail, just like Vishwamitra Muni said. Yatatopi kaunteya purushastha vipassita. Vipassita means a very learned man. Very learned man. And he still trying. Not ordinary man, but learned man. Trying to control his senses. Yatatopi kaunteya purushastha vipassita. Indriyani pravartate. But the senses are so strong that at certain point, it fails, even by the attempt of a very learned scholar who knows everything. Therefore, in engagement, according to Vedic injunction, especially for the Brahma, not only Brahmachari, Brahmachari means student life, and other three orders of life, means Vanaprastha, retired life, and Sannyas life, these three orders of life are restricted from associating with women. Only householders, those who are married, they are simply allowed to associate with women. And others, just like the brahmachari, the vanaprastha, the sannyas, they are strictly restricted for association of women. And that scripture is said like this. Balavan India Brahma Vidhan Sadhutarsati. The restriction is given so strictly that one should not sit in a solitary place, him with his mother, with his sister, with his daughter. Why? Now, Balavan India Grama Vidhansati Karsati. The senses are so strong that it may go wrong, even though he is a learned man. Here also the same thing is better. The Vipashiva, even one is learned man, he is trying to receive Jatagopi, Kaunta. Indriyani Pramathani. Pramathani means the senses are so mad that it may go out of my control. So, the whole idea is that if we want to be spiritually advanced, then we have to minimize our materialistic way of life. Two things cannot go. If we want really a spiritual advancement of life, then unrestricted materialistic way of life cannot go. Under regulation, under restriction, under rules, we have to. Because so long we have this body, we have to satisfy the material needs. It is not that that I shall not eat, or I shall not sleep, or I shall not defend, or I shall not make. No. Very allowed. It is allowed. But with a few that I will have to retire from all these things, these material needs. That is the point of it. Now, that can be very easily attained if we engage our senses or engage our process. When I engage my consciousness into the transcendental, loving service of the Supreme Consciousness, these things automatically take place so that even there is, I will say, there is the cause of my falling, still I shall not fall down. Even there is enticement, still I shall not fall. Because, Param Vishya, I have seen something which is far, far better in the mind than this material. So we have to come to that point. And what is that point? Kani Sarvani Sanjama Jutta Asita Maparaha, the Lord says. Therefore, you can control your senses. Sarvani. There are so many senses. You can control your senses. Jutta Asita Maparaha. When you engage the senses in relation with my service or unto me. Therefore, in the devotional service, the beginning is the option. The option is the process which gives engagement to all the senses. Just like our ear and tongue and nose, hands, legs, so many we have got senses, and each department has got its engagement. For example, just like we are engaging our tongue and ear in the transcendental sound of Hare Krishna. This engagement, we want to hear good music, melodious music. But if we engage our ears for hearing melodious music in relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna, just like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare, there are many glories. Not only in Sanskrit language, in other languages, the glories of God. If we try to hear glories of the Lord to the ear, then my ear may not be engaged in other parts, for understanding what's up. Similarly, my tongue, if I determine that I shall eat only food stuff which is offered to Krishna, then naturally my eating problem becomes restricted. And as I go on eating the foodstuff which is offered first to Krishna and then I take, then the natural effect will be that my tongue will be controlled. And if I want to control my other senses, then the tongue control is the first business. Because if we cannot control the tongue, then other senses is impossible to be controlled. Therefore, when we take our foodstuff, we sing this nice song, Sharira Abhidda Jal Jarendriya Taheka. This body is the network of Nikhans. Sharira Abhidda Jal Jarendriya Taheka. And the material senses, they are just like phenomenal serpents. So sharira vidya jal jarandya tahe kal tar madhye juhati lobhamay sudunmati. Amongst all the senses, the tongue is very avaricious. You see, it wants so many palatable dishes now and then. Tar madhye juhati lobhamay sudunmati, and it is very difficult to control. Now, Krishna Varadama, so Krishna, Lord Krishna is so kind that in order to control my tongue, what? He has given me so many nice foodstuffs, so that if I eat them, then my tongue will be controlled. So, the whole thing is, Tani Sarvani Sangamma Jitta Ashita Matva. You should always remember that to attain to the spiritual life, it is a great tenant. It is a great tenant. But although it is very difficult, always very difficult, perhaps you know that in the Puranas and the Vedic literature you have got information that there are sages who underwent penance for so many, many years. Why, in the history of the Purana, you can see from the examples of Lord Buddha, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Chaitanya, Shankaracharya, who are recently within the limit of our historical knowledge, they attain spiritual perfection after undergoing penances for many, many years. So spiritual perfection is not very easy thing. That simply by attending in either of the so many groups and hearing something nice lecture from a person. No, it is practical. It is practical. If we are actually serious about attaining, so we must be in a spirit of sacrifice. In this age, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, the matter has been simplified. Matter has been simplified. What is that? He prescribes that Harinnama, 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 Yokivalam, Kalo Nasiva Nasiva Gativa. Simply by chanting the holy name of God. Either this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, or any name of God in any language, that doesn't matter. But this is recommended because Lord Chaitanya himself chanted his holy name. Therefore, it is better recommended. But it doesn't matter that if you think, oh, this holy name was chanted by the Hindus, so I used to chant in my holy that is also recommended. But how the matter has been simplified? That for attainment of spiritual life, people had to undergo so many years under penance and regulation, and here it only thing is that you simply chant the holy name of the Lord. Then everything will come to you automatically by and by. Because in this age, penance is not at all possible. Nobody can undergo any penance. But without penance, without sacrifice, from history, from books, from scripture, we understand nobody has attained spiritual perfection. So we require to undergo some sort of penance. That penance is that engage our senses, not in the process of sense gratification, but in the process of serving the Supreme Lord, doctrining our independence, our consciousness to the Supreme Lord. Just like the example of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is a very nice example that he doctored his consciousness with Krishna. He did not want to fight, but after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he doctored his senses. One has to fight his senses. A nonsense cannot fight. The senses must be there. So, what did he do? He applied his senses to the senses of the Supreme Lord. That's all. And here it is said, Tani Sarvani Sangyam. You can control your senses only when you engage that senses into the service of the Lord. Tani Sangyamma Jitta Asita Maspara. Maspara means unto me. And to me, in relationship with me. That's and in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also you'll find that Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagyam Uchyate. You haven't got to restrain yourself completely, but if you doctrine yourself, Nirbandhe, when it is in relationship with Krishna, then your Vairagya, your detachment is approved. The only thing is that don't do it for your sense gratification, but do it for the satisfaction of the Supreme. That should be the motto of our life. That I shall not do anything for my sense satisfaction, but I shall do everything for the satisfaction of the Supreme. That penance, that sacrifice will make me perfect spiritualized and perfectly on the spiritual platform. And my life becomes perfect. Vasehi jasya indriyani tasya prajna pratishthita. In this way, one has control. There is a simple thing. Control. Vase means under control. Vasehi jasya indriyani. Anyone who has got his senses under control, he is spiritually perfect. So how senses under control, just engage the senses under the control or under the direction of the Supreme. Then you become perfectly spiritual. Vasehi jasya indriyani tasya prajna pratishthita. Dhyayate visayan purusha sangasteshu pujayate sangas sanjayate kamaha kamat krodha abhijayate. Now, besides, if we do not control our senses in that way, doctrine, with the supreme truth, then what will happen? The dhyato vikrayat. Because our mind is always engaged in either of these things. Eating, sleeping, and defending and mating. Especially mating. So dhyato vikrayat, dhyato vikrayat pulsa. When we think of, even by thinking, say, let's say you, samvastu upajayate, we become attached to that. We become attached to that. Just like we are reading some set knowledge. The set knowledge, now there is thinking of that. The thinking, then I become attached to it. I want practically. The dhyato visham kumsa sangasthesu paya sangasthanyayate kama. And by attachment, then my lust becomes developed. Kama kodhani jayate. And when my lust is not satisfied, then I become angry. One after another, it is coming. Krodhat bhavati sarmoha. And when I am angry, then I'm out of my control of the equilibrium of mind. Krodhat sarmoha sarmoha. Then even when I am controlled of the equilibrium of mind, we have seen the two brothers quarreling and it rose to such an extent, the quarreling, that one brother killed his another brother. You have seen. Two brothers quarreling, one brother was killed by one brother and he was arrested and he was ordered to be hanged. Then his father appealed to the court that my two sons, one is already lost, so he may be spared of his life. These are actual things. So by the request of the father, he was sentenced to life and his hanging was excused by the court. That I have seen. So thus he, krodha, one after another, it becomes so intensified that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Then, siddhivamsad buddhinasa, buddhinasa. Buddhinasa means he lost his intelligence. He forgot that whom I am going to kill. Buddhinasa. Buddhinasa, buddhinasa, pranasati. And as soon as one loses his intelligence, then he's gone to hell. So these things are happening. And we are continuing our material life. Life after life. And not only in human life, but in other forms of life. Should we not think that we shall stop all this nonsense for good in this life? Yes. Any sane man, any intelligent man, he should think like that, that this opportunity, this nice form of human life, in civilized society, we develop consciousness. I must utilize this opportunity for my spiritual perfection so that I may not suffer life after life this material end. This is the determination. Otherwise, the whole thing is to control how this nice dhyato vikrayatum, thinking of sense enjoyment, dhyato vikrayatum sanghastesu upajayate. When I become attached to, and if my lust is not fulfilled, then I become angry. And by anger, I forget myself. Then my intelligence is lost, and I may commit havoc. So, actually, those are serious for spiritual enlightenment of life. Try to control the senses, not by force, by regulation, by doctrining it in relationship to the Supreme Law. Then my senses will be purified. Sarvapadhidhininmattatatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sivanam bhaktirichyat. senses, simply senses.
And
the Lord's name is Rishikesh. He is the proprietor of the senses.
But I have already explained to you
that how he is the proprietor. I am not the proprietor. It is the senses are given to me for my enjoyment because I wanted it. Now all the senses are already there in my spiritual life. I am misusing them. Without being the senses being used in the service of the law, I am misusing it. Therefore I am in trouble. Now the whole process should be to change the platform and I must use the senses in the service of the law. Then my life will become perfect. Ragadvesha Vimuktistu Vishaya Indriyaicharan Atmavasya Vidhi Atma Prasadam Parigacchati. If you want self-satisfaction, then you try to do this. Don't be neglectful. Ragadvesha Vimuktistu Vishaya Indriyaicharan. If you let loose your senses unrestrictedly for material enjoyment, then you cannot cannot have that satisfaction. But if you want satisfaction, if you want real satisfaction, as you have already described, that ahi tabhi aapko ki aata gaya aapka suprasi hoti. If you want satisfaction of yourself, then you must practice the devotional study. So engage your eyes, engage your ears, engage your nose. That the Achan Vidhi is to engage all the senses in the service of the law. Of course, here there is no such example, but in India there are temples in which the law is so nicely decorated. A big temples, especially in Vrindavan. There are, where I am my headquarters, there are 5,000 temples. Out of that, about 7 or 8 temples are very prominent and they're very old. And one of the temples is my residence, Radha Damodar temple. Now, in all these temples, the deities, they are so nicely decorated. 24 hours engagement is there. And they are in the morning, and there will be Mangala Arati at 4 o'clock. The Lord, it is understood the Lord gets up from his sleeping. So the first there is offering of worship, which is called Mangala Arati. Now, then there is Bhoga Arati. Then there is dressing of the Lord, decorating the Lord. Then offering food stamps, then and so on. There are so many programs that all the devotees there have engaged food. They see nicely decorated. If you want artistic decoration, then surprise the Lord. See how artistically he is decorated. So that satisfies the demands of my eyes. In every temple, nice musical sound is going on. If you go there, you sit down for a time, and you hear, and you become satisfied. So the ear is satisfied, the eyes are satisfied. Then you get very nice palatable and the food stuff offered to the deity, and you are offered the prasadam as remnants. So these arrangements are there, and not only in Vrindavan, in every town, still. The system is going on. That means our senses in a different way. They're envious. Spiritually envious. So that process is very good for the neophytes. Those are beginners. The Ashram process, the deity worship in the temple is very nice. But the apart from all those engaging engagements where it is not possible, this singing and glorifying the Supreme Lord or this simple song, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. People will tell you that certainly, to the highest extent, to do it very nicely and bigly. Ātmavastra vidhi ātmā prasādam avigacchati. Prasāde sarva-dukkhānām hāni yaktu upajāyate. And as soon as you are satisfied, then your all miseries are ended. Prasāde sarva-dukkhānām hāni yaktu upajāyate. Prasanna cetasa jyāsu buddhi pajya vasiskate. And satisfaction of the mind, prasanna cetasa, satisfaction of the mind, then your intelligence will be fixed on spiritual activity. Nasti buddhi rajatasya nasajatasya bhavana nasabhavayata shanti yasantasya putusukam. If you want to actually happiness, then you must apply your intelligence to this process of spiritual energy. Without this, nasti buddhi adhikta, one who cannot apply his intelligence to this process, then he has no other way. And without this, acha nacha abhavayata shanti, if you want peace, that is also not possible. So this process must be accepted. इंद्रियाणां हि चरतां जन्मनो विधीयते तदस्य हरति प्रज्ञान वायु नाव इदं वचि एंड यू लेट लूज योर सेंसेस एंड लेट फिक्स इट देन यू कैनॉट फिक्स अप योर इंटेलिजेंस दैट्स लाइक ए बोट ऑन द रिवर एंड देयर इज द विंड एंड द हाई विंड एंड एट द सेंटर ऑफ द बोट दैट इज नॉट पॉसिबल टू कीप इट Resco. It is always tottering. Similarly, if we don't control our senses and God training them in the service of the Lord, then the always they will be disturbed just like a boat on the river and perpetuated by the heavy wind. Vayurnavi Vahamasi. Tasma Sasu Mahabaha Nidhitani Sarvasa Indriyaniyatva Kasapada Pratishita. So a spiritually perfect man is he who Tasma Jasya Maha Nidhitani Sarva. Indriyan, one who has controlled his senses perfectly in this way. Then he is understood that he is spiritually perfect. Tasma Jasya Mahabaha Nidhitani Sarva. Nidhitani means completely restrained, not to use the senses for any other purposes except in the service of the Lord. That is called really perfect, really purified sense. That mass, just mahabaha nidhitani sarvata, Indriya, Indriya, the senses cannot be let loose to act freely. It should be restricted in such a way that my senses cannot work without in the service of, without being engaged in the service of. That is called sense control. Indriyaniya chubba tasya pagna pratishtita janika sarvabhutanam satyan jagrati sanjami jasyan jagrati hutani shanika pasuto mani. So therefore, there are two kinds of intelligence. One kind of intelligence is apply the senses for unrestricted enjoyment, and another kind of intelligence is to apply the senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So, people, now, suppose one has given up all material enjoyment, but he is engaged in the spiritual service, in the transcendental service of the Lord. So materially, they see what a nonsense is, that he has given up all material enjoyment, he is now engaged in something which is vague, or which is, there is no understanding, whether he is right or wrong. He sees like that. So, the materialist sees the spiritualist as sleeping in the enjoyment of life. And the spiritualist sees the materialist, so what nonsense is that he has thought he is elevated conscious life of human form of life and is spoiling in the material senses and material enjoyment. He is not taking interest in the spiritual life. So he sees that he is sleeping and he sees that he sees. The material sees the spiritualist that his nonsense is sleeping. And the spiritualist sees the materialist nonsense that he is spoiling. Janisa sarvanisha sarvabhutana sasyam jagrati sanjami sasyam jagrati bhutani janisa apasato manihe. So, this is going. So, without taking any account how the things are going, if you are actually serious for spiritual emancipation of life, then the process recommended in the Bhagavad Gita as practical demonstrated by Arjuna, if you follow this principle, then you shall be proceeding towards the spiritual emancipation of life undoubtedly and without fail. So, the whole thing is that we have to make the best use of a bad one. The whole thing is the senses. Senses are the cause of my material misery. Now, I cannot avoid the senses in my present status of life. The best thing is that senses may be engaged in the service of the law, so that automatically they will be restricted and purified, and my spiritual life will be revealed, and the spiritual purpose will be pure. Thank you very much.